With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. While the numbers of people being tested for COVID-19 is on the decline, leaving uncertainty as to the actual state of play where COVID-19 is concerned in the Cayman Islands, public health is reminding people that preventative measures remain critical to reducing the risk of infection. Radio Cayman's Shanda Gallego has more.
Preventative measures such as good hand hygiene, home isolation for those positive, wearing of masks in public, and uptake of the vaccine continue to be advised by public health to reduce the risk of infection. A key message for Public Health Spotlight Issue 10. As you've heard here on Radio Cayman, the reported number of cases globally decreased during the last week by 9% compared to the week before, indicating a plateau of the recent rise in cases. This may be attributable to the fact that many countries have changed the testing strategy recently. Locally, data shows a continuing decline in cases detected and in the number of tests conducted. During epidemiological week 29, there were 86 adults who received a COVID-19 vaccine, 29 first dose and 57 second dose, and 41 children, 22 first dose and 19 second dose. This data presents vaccine uptake with a week's lag to provide the complete data and allow for reporting lags in the system. While the number of detected cases has decreased, public health says it doesn't necessarily mean there's a reduction in transmission. Shanda Gallego, Radio Cayman News.
The August 5th 7-day rolling average of positive cases is at 36. 9 patients are currently in the hospital. We have an update to the 2022 hurricane predictions as Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports. NOAA's annual mid-season update shows that conditions still favor an above-normal hurricane season.
Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in the U.S. have slightly decreased the likelihood of an above-normal Atlantic hurricane season to 60%. That's from 65% issued in May. The likelihood of near-normal activity has risen to 30%, and the chances remain at 10% for a below-normal season. NOAA says the region is, quote, just getting into the peak months of August through October for hurricane development, and it anticipates more storms on the way. The outlook, which covers the entire six-month hurricane season that ends on November 30th, calls for 14 to 20 named storms, of which 6 to 10 could become hurricanes. Of those, 3 to 5 could become major hurricanes. The NOAA provides these ranges with a, quote, 70% confidence. So far, the season has seen 3 named storms, no hurricanes in the Atlantic Basin.
That's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reporting. The change in predictions didn't go unnoticed locally.
Despite it being a relatively slow start to the season, we're really encouraging residents to stay very vigilant and obviously not become complacent.
Director of Hazard Management Cayman Islands Danielle Coleman tells Radio Cayman the Sahara dust clouds that have been plaguing the island this summer have actually helped prevent storm development. But at the end of the day, she said it only takes one storm to cause a national emergency.
At Hazard Management, we continue to prepare for the season. Obviously, we deal with all hazards, so hurricanes is just one of those. But at the same time, we continue to ready our NEOC. We've done 3 exercises in the last couple of weeks with the executive, the NEOC, and the opposition. And we continue to make sure that we're ready for the season.
For tips on getting you and your family ready for the rest of the hurricane season, visit caymanprepared.gov.ky. A nesting turtle gets a helping hand after steering off course. Monday was a long one for the Department of Environment's turtle team, which logged 10 hours that day checking on a number of turtle nests. Knowing that more turtles would be coming back to nest that night, the DOE's visiting science Joe Roche went out for night work while enforcement was on anti-poaching patrol. DOE's Judy Hurlston.
Joe was checking nesting areas along Seven Mile Beach when he came across a turtle that took a wrong left turn at Albuquerque and ended up in a pool. So Joe, Chief Conservation Officer Mark Orr, and a helpful tourist family all helped the turtle back out of the pool. Fortunately, she was energetic enough to make her own way down to the beach.
Non-turtle-friendly lights can distract adult turtles and hatchlings. If you're on the beach and haven't upgraded your lights to turtle-friendly lighting, you can find out more by emailing emu.doe@gov.ky. With the submission deadline fast approaching, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage is urging chefs and servers to enter the Young Chef, Young Waiter Cayman Islands 2022 competition.
We get a young Caymanian waiter, a young Caymanian chef. They compete here. The winners are then sent off to Monaco later on this year for the World Finals. And my ministry will be sponsoring the two winners there. This, I feel, could be the beginning of getting our young people in the hospitality industry saying, look at what they, look where they went, look at where they are.
The Honorable Bernie Bush tells Radio Cayman the competition is open to chefs and waiters who are Caymanians under the age of 26 working in the hospitality industry. President of the Restaurant Association of Great Britain, Robert Walton, says the Young Chef, Young Waiter competition started back in 1979 in the UK.
This is the very first year where we have launched World Young Chef, Young Waiter. The interest and anticipation in where we're going with this, with the USA, with India, with Macau, countries all around the world. I wanted to create what I call the Young Hospitality Olympics.
Following the live final at the Ritz-Carlton on September 13th, the winners will represent Cayman in the World Young Chef, Young Waiter Global Competition in Monaco in November. Entries are being accepted now at youngchefyoungwaiter.com through August 17th. Parents with teens are invited to take advantage of a free course that's kicking off next week at the Family Resource Center to help you get in tune with your teen. FRC's Charmaine Miller says the Triple P Teen Class helps you deal with your teenager's behavioral problems or can help you prevent problems in the first place.
This program is also going to help you manage your child's emotional outbursts because they're going through a lot emotionally and physically, developmentally overall. So this is a really good program to give you the tools and strategies to enhance your relationship with your child.
The recurring class starts on August 10th at 6 p.m. Call FRC at 949-0006 or email frc@gov.ky to register. Jamaica celebrates its Diamond Jubilee, 60 years of independence. After 300 years of British rule, Jamaica declared itself an independent state on August 6, 1962. Cayman has close ties to Jamaica, of course, and a large population of Jamaicans living here in Cayman. So there are a number of events and activities planned throughout the weekend to celebrate this milestone. Tonight, a Jamaica independence celebration will be held at the Lion Center starting at 7 p.m. It will feature a number of local acts, competition, and of course, traditional Jamaican food. Tomorrow, on Saturday, there will be a food fest and sound clash event at Welly's Cool Spot that will be all day, and a gospel celebration in the evening at the Lion Center. There will also be a service of Thanksgiving on Sunday, August 7th, starting at 4 p.m. at the Church of God of Prophecy Victory Tabernacle in Georgetown.
My experience as Miss Cayman Islands Universe 2021 has been life-changing.
Outgoing Miss Cayman Islands Universe, Georgina Kerford. The 2022 Miss Cayman Islands Universe pageant is tomorrow night at the Westin Grand Cayman, starting at 7 p.m., and there are eight young ladies vying for the crown. Along with the traditional judging, people can also participate online in the People's Choice Awards by visiting MissCaymanIslandsUniverse.com. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.